Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is ruling the world.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Father God, we be so mindful to give your name the glory and honor and all the praise, God.
in your son, Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm just happy down in my sanctified soul on tonight. Thanks to God, friends, kinship, family, colleagues, constituents, and you alike. You say, Overseer Ward, why are you happy? I'm happy because I am redeemed by the crucified one. Hallelujah. Been washed in his blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. We know that the clock is now ticking right along. We're going to take you right now into a live service. We're asking you to get your pen and your paper and your pad and follow along with me as I bring unto you the divine word of truth. And I want to announce the numbers on the monitor, and the guest calling numbers are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Your prayer petitions are welcome here at the station. We also welcome your testimony. If you have a hot testimony on your heart that you would want to share with the world, that you can encourage someone else that may not have as much faith as you have, we'll be delighted and honored to hear from you. Only Christian-oriented, minded people call into this station. As I first stated months ago, this is a religious station. I'm not on here praying, but I am on here doing the will of my Father. So if you have any problems, your problems is not with me. I'm doing the work of my daddy. So if you have any problems, I suggest you to go to God in prayer and consult him. Hallelujah. But as I foresee, your calls are welcome into the station. May God richly bless you and you and you. And come go with me as I go into a live service right now. All right. Our sermon on tonight entitled, I Know It Was the Blood That Saved Me. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. I feel God down in my sanctified soul. I know it was the blood that saved me. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to go into our first key scripture on tonight, and it reads this. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 15 and 10. And I want to ask you and you and you that are out there in my live podcast audience on tonight, do you remember, do you remember the day, the night that God saved you? I know if you're a witness like me, that was a glorious day. Hallelujah. When you were saved from sin and God washed you, took all the tarnish of dirt and grime off of you and I. And then he baptized us. Then he filled us with his precious Holy Ghost. And now we have power. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Power to lay hands on the blind and they shall see. Power to lay hands on the dumb and they shall talk. When you get saved, God give you tools to work with. You know, when you go to school, when you go to college, and you go to universities, when you go to class, you have to bring tools into the classroom. You don't just go into the classroom empty-handed, but you go into the classroom ready to work, ready to do your assignment, ready to learn what the professor is going to implement in the class for that day. That's the same way it is when we find Jesus. Jesus implement in you and I tools of salvation, tools to go out into the world and to compel men and women, boys and girls about this Jesus that sanctified your soul and saved you from Holy Ghost dance. You know, when you went to the clubs, you couldn't wait for them to play your favorite song. So you and your mate, if you went with a guy, you and your guy got up on the stage, up on the dance floor, in the honky-tonk, in the Jew joint, in the dance club, wherever you went. And when they played your favorite song, you could not wait to get on the floor to do your dance and let the onlookers at the club see how you could get down. Hallelujah. Well, you know, when you come over in the Holy Ghost, God give you the Holy Ghost and you can get down in Jesus. You can do your holy dance. It's not like the dance that you implemented at the club, but it's an entirely different dance. Hallelujah. But you're dancing about the change that God has made in your life. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. We know that this is history. We know that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and your sins and our sins. And we know that this is salvation. We go into the law of Acts 16. Paul and Silas are beaten and cast into prison because of their belief in the Lord. Jesus Christ, they preach Jesus, who came not to turn the world upside down, but right side up. I know that someone once said that one may make this decision, but he cannot choose his consequences. One may make his decision, but he cannot choose his consequences. We found out that Paul and Silas made their decision, hallelujah, to act in faith and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were then beaten and in prison. But this is not the real consequences of that action. We find out that as a result of their witness, the jailer and all in the house heard the word. They were excited and they were also convicted by the word. And we're told that Paul and Silas told the jailers to believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household, hallelujah, and then the jailer and his family believe the word, hallelujah, and the saving power of God's salvation. We know that truth of consequences is a choice set before those who would dare to believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. He didn't have a substitute son. He didn't have a second son, a second daughter. But God gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's coming out of the law of John 3:16. Believing in God's best, the truth, the glory, and the consequences. We know that faith can split the sky into two. Let the glory of God's salvation come shining through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We know that when God come into our lives, we are no longer the same. We no longer the same. We are changed systematically. We're not changed the next day. We're not changed the next week. We're not changed next month. But we are changed systematically by God's spiritual power. Hallelujah. And so God tell us the things that I did when I was dying there on planet Earth, when I walked the earth in man's form. We know that God, he raised the dead. He healed the sick. And then he allowed the dumb to be able to speak. There was eyes that were blinded, but now they're open that they can see. And God said that what he did back then, over 2,000 light years ago, that he would instill in you and I that same ability, that same power, that called Holy Ghost power. I will give you power. Hallelujah. You can cast out demons in my name. Hallelujah. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall color. You can lay hands on the blind and they shall see. You can lay hands on the dumb and they will come speaking in another language. Hallelujah. That's the ability that God has implemented down in you and I. Those of you that know God, that's living a sanctified, glorious lifestyle before men and women each and every day of your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to keep on going because I know that time is of an essence. Hallelujah. And we are also told that in the law of Luke, the woman who found her lost coin, we know that she called her friends and her neighbors. She got them all together to rejoice with her. And then Jesus told a story about others, lost sheep and a lost son, to the religious people. This day to show how he came to earth to pursue the lost son. And when you and I accept God's gift of salvation, there is rejoicing both on earth and in heaven. Jesus spoke these words. He said, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. How wonderful that Jesus has reached down to us, and heaven rejoices when we respond. I was lost, but Jesus found me. Jesus found you. Jesus found us. I was lost, but Jesus found me. He found the sheep that went astray. He threw his loving arms around you and I, drew me back into his way. And we found out that angels rejoice when we repent. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to read our second key scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. That's Galatians 1 and 6. And we know that caution, the moving walkway is ending. Caution, the moving walkway is ending. If you ever use an automated walkway at an airport, you've heard this kind of announcement repeatedly. You might ask Overseer Ward, why do airports repeat this announcement over and over? And that is to assure safety and to protect them from liability if someone were to be injured. Repeated announcements can be annoying, but they do have value. And I know, as a matter of fact, that the Apostle Paul thought repeating a warning was so vital that he did it in the text of Galatians. But this statement had value far more beyond the danger of tripping at the airport. Paul warned them not to listen to nor believe him nor an angel from heaven if they preach any other gospel than what they had already heard. In the next verse, Paul said it again. It was a warning worth repeating. The Galatians had begun to believe that their salvation was dependent on good work instead of the true gospel, faith in Christ's work. The gospel of Jesus, his death, his burial, and his resurrection for the forgiveness of sin is the story that we have the privilege and responsibility to share. When we present the gospel, let's share that the risen Jesus is the only solution to the problem of sin. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. That one whose name is Jesus, there is no other name on earth, under earth, around earth, above earth, beneath earth, than the power to save us. There is only one road that leads to heaven, and Jesus Christ is the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we know that by grace, hallelujah, you have been saved through faith. And it is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man or woman should boast. That scripture. scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 2 and 8 through 9. And we know that many non-Christians know the hymn of amazing grace, but they may not know what grace really means. We know that grace has compassion on sin-sick people, and it freely offers them forgiveness and a new life through faith in Christ. I heard of a man who had lived a troubled life, and he had died without understanding the message of God's grace. Then a minister had talked to him and encouraged him to come to church. But his response was, "I'm too undeserving." He didn't know that God's grace is for the undeserving. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he bluntly described their pre-Christian lives as being dead in Christ, trespassing and sin. Then he used two hope-filled words, but God, hallelujah. They introduced God's grace, God's mercy, and his grace that provides forgiveness and implement new life through Christ. Salvation is through faith, not of work. So no one can boast. So I would encourage you and you and you out there in my live podcast audience on tonight, let's help others to understand that God's salvation is for sinners only. And that includes all of us. That's what makes God's grace so amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but children of God, saints of God, friends, constituents, kinship, family. I was blind, but now I can see clearly now that the rain is sin is gone. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you in ending, the first step to receiving eternal life is to admit that we don't deserve it. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence, God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to change the dimension of our program on tonight. We're going to bring you spiritual hymns of encouragement to encourage your heart and your mind and also your spirit. So I'm asking you to listen up if you will. These songs are to encourage your heart. May God bless you until we come across these airways and skyways. You go in God, and please allow God to go in you. Monday through Sunday, don't dare leave home without it. Buckle up with Jesus at the driver's seat. And I want you to know that he is people friendly. Be blessed. Bye for now. Oh,
You believe in God? Believe also with me in the Father's house. I'm in his mansion. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am. There you may be.
Yeah. You gave